Sports fans, live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are with a big hit and a big tip, and the sports authorities are live on the air.
Alive and kicking.
Here we go.
Okay.
There you are. Here we are at CKIW Radio 76 Studio B. Hello, everybody. John Sarver here, ready and rocking to go, locked and loaded for this holiday edition.
I was locked and loaded last night.
Oh, but we're not going to discuss that.
We're not going to discuss it.
You may have been locked. Were you loaded?
Yeah, no, I wasn't mostly. Loaded. Okay. I wasn't loaded.
Anyway, so we're so glad that you are here today. And the sports authorities, we're always glad to see you. We are not experts. We are authorities, which makes us one better. Let's see. We always have the highest standards here.
The highest standards. That's why if you ever hear any rumors that the sports authorities have engaged in any inappropriate sexual conduct, ignore it.
It's not true.
We hold to the highest standards. So it wasn't us.
No, that's right. The highest standards means all we do is deny it.
Exactly.
we didn't do it.
How's this? We apologize that there may have been some hurt feelings.
That we may have offended somebody.
The recollections aren't entirely accurate. In some vague way.
That's a good one. I like that. I like that one. I like just the pure, nope, not me.
Yeah.
You know, well, here we got a picture of you. Nope, that ain't me. Oh, we have your blood sample right here. Nope.
Not me.
I guess so. He said no. Jesus.
And the
God
other
almighty.
18 ladies who also said that. Nope.
It's like, can anybody keep it in their pants? I mean,
there you go.
That was second down. Holy
That's a foul.
God. Yeah, it is. 2 minutes for hooking. And hooking and hooking and hooking.
And high sticking.
There you go. Ooh. There was. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Definitely.
You're going into the box.
The sin bin. Literally.
Yeah. Oh, box. Anyways, we are here for YOUOO. We talk about sports. We are not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is in sports. And
Can't afford to buy and pay for anyone else, so it works out even, right?
Yeah, so you're screwed. All right, so we do have a whole big bunch to get to tonight, so bringing in the gentleman that's going to help me out figuring out how much a $50,000 payment is on my new car is the super CPA coming almost into his own season is the super CPA Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there that's listening tonight. We're glad you're here.
Our sport director who writes up these big books every week for us, and we're glad that he is, the old referee himself, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
Now, let us go directly to number four.
Oh, boy.
Why I'm doing production work yesterday, and Mark's screaming like a bitch upstairs. And I just go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to bed, and then I'm going to go look in the morning and see what's all in capitals, how the referee screwed up somehow the game. So, what happened?
Why are we going to number four, though?
Because I was throwing you off.
Okay. I thought we weren't going to talk about this.
No, you already talked about it. We were supposed to talk about it, then all of a sudden you weaseled it in the very beginning, so.
No, I just.
Let's get us off your chest and you'll have a happier Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
You don't want to.
Let's roll back the tape that I recorded from down here last night. You know, I thought we got broke into, you know, and it's like, holy shit, something's going on. He's getting divorce flashbacks. What's going on?
The Sports Entertainment Center was falling apart.
I thought there was somebody robbing the gambling casino up there.
They were taking the 90-inch TV set away from me.
Yeah, it was.
Wait a second. You can't take it. The game is on. You can have it after the game.
Yeah, but you're bitching about the game. So what did the referees do to that wonderfully rotten team?
Well, first of all, they disallowed a goal because of goalie interference, which was a marginal call. But the referee that I am, I will give them that call. I'll agree with that call.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking in the news today.
But then 30 seconds after that, one of the Arizona Coyotes literally disrails the Maple Leaf goalie behind the net, and the referee just stands there and watches it and goes, "Oh, that ain't a penalty." It's like they barely touched the Arizona goalie, and it's no goal. And this guy just flattens the Maple Leaf goalie behind the net, and it's like, that's not a penalty. Now you piss me off. First you call that, don't call that, and then you don't. First you call that, then you don't call that one. Now you got the referee pissed.
All right. So, what was the score of the game?
Oh, it ended up being 4-1 because the Maple Leafs ended up having to pull their goalie.
What are you getting mad about? 4-1. I can see if it was 1-0, 3-2, 4-1.
The game was 2-1. The Maple Leafs tied the game. They take the goal away, so now it's 2-1. They're back losing by a goal.
Okay.
If they would have called the penalty, this is with 2 minutes to go, the Maple Leafs could have pulled their goalie and they would have had a two-man advantage at the end of the game, but they didn't do that, which means Arizona ends up scoring in the empty net.
They scored two goals in 2 minutes?
Yeah, because they had to keep pulling their goalie. But if the Maple Leafs would have got the penalty called, they would have had a 6-on-4 instead of a 5-on-4.
Except that 6-on-4, they still would have scored.
Yeah.
They still wouldn't have scored.
Right.
Right?
But what I'm saying is you give them the opportunity to do that because, number one, you called a goal back, and number two, you missed a blatant penalty.
Now, if it was the Red Wings, they would have scored. We know that.
The undefeated Detroit Red Wings.
But not the Toronto Maple Leafs because they suck.
So, get that Hamilton franchise fired up and ready to go, boys.
So basically, call what you're supposed to call, graduates of the National School of Blind.
Okay.
Well, you know, the NHL has a joint venture now. They're coming up with the Leader Dogs of the Blind to do a referee school.
Well, that's not going to work because if they had the dogs on the ice, all they're going to do is shit on the ice, and then they'll have to stop the game to pick up the shit.
It's kind of what they do now with the referees, right?
But in a way, that would
at least maybe the dog could see the penalty, right?
Well, that's true. But then, but them picking up the shit will go right along with the shitty calls.
That's right.
Yeah, but the dog would be the best player on Toronto.
Wow.
Depends on what kind of dog. What breed are we talking?
Poodle.
Could be a shit
zoo. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, that was my little rant from last night.
Little.
You have little rants. This one was like a golden oldie. This was like the LP version rant. You know, this one went on until I thought you were going to run out of air.
Look, there's a crater on the floor under his chair. I mean, my God.
Crater in the TV.
And what really got me about the them calling the goal back is...
We're not going to talk about this.
No, we're not.
Is they actually pushed the Toronto guy into the goalie. He didn't go into the goalie. The two Arizona Coyote guys sort of helped him in there. So it's like, okay, well, should they call the goal back because he was sort of nudged in there? You know, I mean,
where were they playing? They were playing in where? In Arizona?
In Toronto.
Oh, they're playing in Toronto?
Yeah, so they didn't have to make a long distance phone call to Toronto because they were already in Toronto. But See, that's where the judgment. See, everybody has a different view of everything. Everything is a judgment call. Now, if they had two different referees, they might have the judgment might have been different. So, you know, everything is a judgment call. They need to come up with a set way of calling things. But they're never going to do that because NHL is run by dumbass Bettman, and he doesn't know how to run shit. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. We might as well talk about number four.
Okay, let's talk about number four.
You know, wait a minute. What happened to number five? How can you have 21 wins and 23 points?
21 wins. No, that's games played.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You lucked out.
Yeah.
See, and now look at where the undefeated Detroit Red Wings are, nipping at the heels. Well, yeah. They're not nipping anymore.
Well, see, yeah, they got 21 games played and 10 wins. I don't know how that works out to 21 wins.
There you go. Well, but, that's what I saw.
Oh, wait. The other 11 wins are still under, they're still.
They're in dispute. Yeah, they are. They will. I mean, they're going to get their hearing pretty soon. They're going to go to Montreal and they'll get their hearing. So, talking about who's not hearing, good God, what happened to Buffalo? Again.
Yeah.
But, I know what's happening in Buffalo. Oh, guess who's coming down the street?
Well, see, that's what happens when you give Jack Eichel $80 million.
Yeah, and nice job.
Him and Evander Kane are the only players on that team.
You know, it always cracks me up, too, is when they say, oh, Eisenman will come back to Detroit, even though he's got it made in the shade in Detroit and Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. And where's Tampa Bay? Oh, my God, they're in first place.
Tied with the Wings. Here he comes.
But
our favorite Time, not Time Warner, but Time Magazine guy. Guy who can write his own opinions, and I think it's fabulous, man. Go, man, go. As much as I don't like him, I thought that was ballsy. I thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah, our buddy Stan.
You want to go for it?
And technically, the Pistons didn't lose the game last night. Stan lost the game last night. He said it was all his fault that the Pistons got their ass kicked last night.
Because why?
He said that he coached very poorly last night.
You're up against.
Well, then he should fire the coach.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, their coaching, as poorly as they played, their coaching was worse.
But see, you know, the cool thing about that is he pulls it on himself, and then when the team sucks, he pulls it on them. And normally, don't say nothing about your players. Well, he says about himself, he can say it about his players. Lucky you. Where's Ish Smith? More Ish, kids. More Ish to the bottle. I mean, talk about the guy who should be your absolute, no question, leader of your team, Ish Smith.
They need to find some way of peddling Reggie Jackson out to another team somewhere.
Yeah, but who scored what last night? I mean, Reggie was on fire. Quote unquote, if you call that fire.
Well,
you know.
But I'm just saying, they could get another piece or two for the team.
I mean, like a Trepuka thing?
Well, I mean, something that they could use another maybe forward or something, you know.
Or backward.
And let Ish run the team. And then as far as salary cap, you know, Reggie Jackson's making a lot of money.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to take that.
Well, but I'm just saying they should be looking to see what they could do with Reggie, even though the chances of being able to get rid of him are probably not very good. But they figured out a trade to get rid of Carmelo Anthony with his salary.
Yeah, that worked out well, didn't it?
Well, but I'm just saying, if they can trade Carmelo Anthony,
they can trade
Reggie Jackson. You know, Carmelo makes three times the amount of money as Reggie Jackson does.
God, what was that? Why is it that Carmelo goes to whatever team and tanks right away? No tanks you. I mean, my God. I mean, even he should have stayed in Denver, maybe, you know, because he could have been the man there instead of bouncing around. But it's like he's got a short shelf life.
Yeah.
You know? But you see the people that were on the Cavaliers? Good God. You know, I'm flipping the channel, and Dwayne Wade takes it up the court. Dwayne Wade? You're still alive? Good God. Is it like, Master, can I have another ring, Mr. King? You know?
Well, they have Derrick Rose, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's hurt. Isn't he hurt? I think he's hurt. I don't think he played last night.
Plays. But, I mean, everybody is just looking up to the master that he is. You know, here's LeBron. Oh, if I can get on LeBron's team even for the league minimum, you know, I got a really good chance at one more ring. I mean, dear hanger-honor, I mean, you want to go over to where Entourage is filming? Go ahead.
If you want, if you wanted a ring that bad, he should have went for the league minimum and went to the to the Warriors. They got a better chance of winning.
You know who I like the best? And I mean, not that I'm a huge NBA guy or anything. Look at Philadelphia. What a team to watch. If you're a casual fan, this team, if they can all be healthy, you know, this team's getting it together and quickly. Yes, they've had 1,001 number ones, you know. However,
the Edmonton Oilers of the NBA.
Yeah, but they're not taking... Well, let's see. Who took longer?
I don't know.
Who took longer to get it together?
But
there's a party.
But the thing about it is Edmonton now, the Oilers, have come back to earth now.
Thank God.
You know, they last year they made the playoffs. This year, they can't win a game.
Yeah, but take a look at same thing with Vegas. What happened to you guys?
Well,
besides your third, fourth goalie.
Yeah. Well, now they went to their fifth goalie.
Yeah, now they got Manny Legacy. It's like, holy crap, where did he come from?
I wonder if Chris Osgood got a call.
No, but Roger Crozier did. Gump Worsley's back.
Johnny Bauer. He's only 93.
Lace him up. Old-time hockey. Hit him in the chest and heart attack, thump.
I mean, one save and gone.
Save in a box. Oh, God. I gotta stuff them in there. I mean, think about it, though. No mask. You'd be badass, you know? Mm-hmm. That'd be bad. I mean, for somebody... I mean, is that a league rule? Have to wear a cage?
Yeah, they do now.
Is it?
Yeah, just like the players have to wear helmets and a shield now. Yeah.
And a shield?
And yes. At least a half shield.
Yep.
And that's for, hey, did you see that wonderful fight? Oops, wait. From your Detroit Red Wings?
Oh, Luke. Luke and, the guy from Calgary. I can't remember. Starts with a K.
What are you talking about? The guy of Wiskowski.
Yeah, Luke.
Oh, his first name's Luke.
Yep.
He's going to be back.
Yep.
He's going to be the new Jordan Tutu, you know? Maybe he can play, maybe not, but boy, oh boy, don't get in front of him.
Well, let's see. He's a right winger. Matt Martin from the Maple Leafs is a left winger. So December 15th, they might have a little dance there during the game.
When?
December 15th.
Good.
At the Pizza Arena.
Well, he's going to be off suspension then, December 9th.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They play the 15th.
That should be a dandy. Should be a Donnybrook.
Yeah, you know? And the... The Red Wing will definitely win the fight.
And the game. It's already determined. I'm telling you, the NHL is rigged. Oops, I shouldn't have said that.
Even if he loses the fight on the ice, they'll take it up to...
It'll be switched over, yeah. But you see, the guy, he's getting off the ice. The guy pokes him in the back of the legs and he comes running back out.
That was the... What's the word I'm looking at?
Well, wait. Sounds like two syllables.
Well,
first one. Car.
That wasn't a very, very bad 5-minute spearing penalty. That was weak for a 5-minute spearing penalty.
Yep, but guess what? He broke the plane. The gentleman was going to the hall. You can't encroach.
But since he was going off the ice, I guess I can go with that.
Absolutely. He was off the ice.
But I've seen a lot worse spearing penalties that were never called.
Like last night in Toronto, blah, 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 blah.
No. I'm talking just watching hockey in general. I've seen a lot of spearing things that were never called, and that one was like... That was worth a 5-minute spearing penalty.
Evidently, you didn't see the blood.
He hit him in the back of the leg.
He was bleeding. He was like that guy, the reliever for the Red Sox. He had blood in his socks, but that's why he had to turn around.
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah. He was looking around trying to find the trainer, and he didn't have any, and so he just, like, you know, went off. And went back again. But see, our fine goaltender, he's trying to muck it up.
And see, that's another call that I don't agree with the referees.
What?
That Jimmy Howard only got a 2 minute unsportsmanlike.
2 minutes?
Yeah, that's all he got was
what kind of unsportsmanlike was that? You call him a poo poo head?
When you look at the box score, he only got a 2 minute penalty for coming out of his crease.
He should not have even got 2 minutes.
He should have got more because he got into the altercation. And the goalie for Calgary got a 2 minute penalty for coming out of the crease, and he was standing at the bench and didn't do nothing.
Because he skated there real quick and went back real fast. You didn't see it on the replay.
No. They both deserved the 2 minute penalty, but
then there you go.
But then Howard deserved more because he actually got into the altercation.
Howard was trying to get the trainer to get to the guy who was bleeding, and he was trying to move the players out of the way.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see the mute point. I'm talking from the referee point of view. He should have got more than just a 2 minute penalty. That's
for being helpful. I don't know.
Not being helpful by throwing punches.
He was moving them out of the way just because he can't move his hands because he's got that big blocker. It looked like he was hitting that guy in the head. He was just trying to move them gently out the side.
Tapping him on the shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, smack.
Well, he's a short guy. You know, all those other guys are tall on skates. You know?
Okay.
It's a great game. The good thing is fighting is back in Detroit. You know, hopefully, you know, with this team, if you have the second coming of Probert, well, not really. Probert could play. This guy's marginal. You know, but a thug. How great that would be to have a thug hockey back again. Yes, yes, yes.
I have always said that the Red Wings need to have some toughness. I've always said that. And now maybe they might have somebody.
I don't know if he'd be up all the time, though. You know, he's a marginal player.
But
keep him on the ice.
We have a few of those already.
That's true, too. Yeah, you're right.
Well, we'll put it this way: you're not going to get any toughness from number 53 that plays defense. Okay,
the pylon.
Yeah, he decided to act tough with like 3 seconds to go in a game and drops his gloves and was trying to crawl over the linesman. And I'm like, now you decide to be tough? Now come on. Now.
He does that every year. I mean, the first couple of months, he's a badass. And then he goes, oh, yeah, now I remember who I am.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he decides to pick on somebody and then gets his clock clean. And then he goes and skates in the corner with his tail between his legs like, oh my God, I can't do this no more.
And then you're going to try to find, like, good God, who else would be back with him? Detroit defensemen.
They have no toughness on the back line.
Well, Cronwall, he's done. God, is he done.
Yeah. They finally got the Kaiser back.
He's done.
They have no toughness.
I wonder if it's conceivable to trade 6 defensemen for 2 and just have 2 defensemen play all game long.
No, just play the 2 and then bring up 4 from the Griffins. They got to be better than what they have now.
It's got to be better than Cronwell. What the hell? I mean, are you guys still paying them? Is that the point?
Yeah, $5.5 million. That's what he gets.
Got to be something crazy.
The Kaiser's making 4.5.
That's crazy money.
And Erickson's making 4.5. Daly's making
$1.40.
He got a 3-year contract at $9 million. So whatever that is, that's $3 million a year.
He's kind of pulling his weight.
Daly's not bad.
Yeah,
but as far as toughness, he's not gonna. He's gonna get knocked off the puck. I mean, he skates well. He does carry the puck up the ice pretty good, but...
But you can't just rely on Abdicator all the time. No. You just can't.
And Abdicator's going to stop that crap now because of his broken jaw or cheekbone or whatever the hell he just got. So he's going to stop the toughness for a while.
Well, that's
what... the cage on.
It's going to be interesting. It'd be interesting to see if the NHL goes back to thug hockey. I mean, yeah, the penalties are real stiff and stuff, but that's not what the people want. The people want throw the gloves, do the dance, be done.
But it's hard to have the thug hockey now because all the players from a certain year have to wear the half shield. The when they fight, the shield and the hands don't mix real well when they fight.
But you know what would be the new thing? Uppercut. Uppercut.
Well, they'll have to learn the new style of punching because the straight punch isn't going to work.
Unless you crack it.
Well,
I mean, can you imagine wearing that helmet and getting hit repeatedly here? That's going to hurt on the inside.
Well, yeah.
A lot.
The problem is, though, it damages lots of knuckles and hands.
Don't take off the glove.
Well, I mean, yeah. It might be a new way in fighting. It might end up being that way. Just don't drop the gloves and just punch with the gloves on.
Uh-huh. I would almost like to just see everybody go back to the BC two-hander.
And then you get a lot of slashing and whatever.
Yep.
But
get back to the Peterborough Petes. And talking about which, weren't we just talking about hockey or basketball?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. I'm telling you, Cleveland is not done yet.
Nope.
You know, and once they get back Isaiah, you know, is he going to be better than Kyrie?
They'll be comparable, I think. I don't know if he'll be better, but he'll be a guy that'll open the floor more because he'll be able to beat his man. The defense will converge on him, and he'll be able to dump the ball off for a lot more threes, probably.
I know Kyrie is on fire.
Oh, my God. He had 46 points last night.
46, 42?
Or whatever, 40-some points. But
more than three.
But then they played Mark Cuban's team, so Mark Cuban's team's already lost 15 games.
You got a really great owner. What is up with being a crappy team year after year after year? You're the worst team in Texas.
Maybe he's doing too much with the Shark Tank.
Something's pay attention to your team, man. At one time, that used to be the team that you would go for. I mean, when was the Mavs' last great years?
It's been
4 or 5 years,
at least.
More than that.
At least. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, yeah, because, boy, you got everybody on the coast just beating them up. It is kind of amazing. You know, here comes the NBA, and you got nothing in Brooklyn. What a mistake that was. You know, brand new stadium, brand new arena. You know, no team even in. Are they doing the hockey thing too?
They're. It looks like the Islanders will
play there too.
They're going to lose their lease in Brooklyn in the next year.
Oh well.
And
go back to the island,
and they might not have a place to play. So they might have to go back to Nassau Coliseum.
Send them to Hamilton.
Send them to Hamilton. Absolutely, great point.
Hamilton or Quebec, one of the
Hamilton.
Two. Yeah.
Why would you go to Quebec?
I'm just saying those are the two places that have a NHL ready stadium where they don't have to worry about having to play someplace until the stadium's built. Those two places have a place to play. Just move them and sell tickets.
Why are they losing their lease? I mean, would they sign a 2-year lease?
Something about. I haven't found out all the details, but
get the intern.
Yeah, it has something to do with their leasing agreement with the owner of Brooklyn, the owner of the Brooklyn basketball.
Oh, what? They didn't want to do hockey and basketball together? Yeah. How smart.
It's not a problem here, is it?
Not much. Haven't seen a game get canceled yet, have we?
Yeah, they're still wearing those Halloween costumes.
Those red shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, really, if you're going to pay $40 for parking, party on. See the most undefeated team in all the NHL. You know, where are the Golden Knights now? Or Dark Knights, whatever they are?
They're
kind of mid-packy?
Yeah, probably a little above that.
Or, it is still, with all the bad luck that they've had, that's still kicking.
They're still scoring a lot of goals.
I mean, tip of the hat to Mr. Gallant, you know, which should be one of the hottest coaching prospects around. Quickly.
Oh, I would imagine right now he's, you know, coach of the year. Yep. He's front runner for coach of the year.
Oh,
already.
Sure.
20 well, games into the end of the season, he's got to be front runner already.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Where do you feel like going?
Well, you know what? We got a big game coming up this weekend, don't we?
Yep, the Red Wings are playing who? St. Louis, right? There you go.
It's probably going to be more competitive than the Michigan-Ohio State game.
Competitive. Oh, that you want to go there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Let me find.
Yeah.
It out.
Get the results ready.
Does the cack attack?
There we go.
Have a chance?
No.
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 Next. Oh, I'm hoping. I mean, really.
This is going to be nasty.
Yeah.
You saw what they did to Michigan State. You haven't even seen nothing yet. Holy cow.
Yeah, because they really didn't have that kind of emotion coming in there. Now, yeah. If you're going to be beaten up on khaki, you know. Whoop. And it's new dog, the Cacker Spaniel.
The game is in the big house. Come on, they have a chance.
Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, Ohio's going to rub it in.
Ohio State's going to come in here and say, "All right, in front of your fans,
national TV again, in front of the Cack Attack." Ooh, this is going to make Crinkly Dick look straight up and tough.
And it looks like Old Corn's going to be starting at quarterback.
Cause, what? Oh, that's right. The guy's got a concussion. Front. Yeah.
Ew. It don't make a difference. All their quarterbacks suck. You can be... maybe a Harbaugh's quarterback.
I just keep sucking.
Loser.
Bring back Tom Brady.
It would be kind of interesting to see that if... Let's see, what would their record be then?
Eight and four.
Yeah.
If they lose.
And where in the big one G would they be?
Middle of the pack.
There you go. But still, you know what? Still not sold on Wisconsin. Still.
Wisconsin has... I looked at the teams they played.
Huh? Shrine of Little Flower.
They played nobody.
Nobody.
They didn't play Ohio State. They didn't play Penn State. The only team they played that had a winning record was Michigan.
Yeah. And that was kind of cranky, too. So you kind of go, I mean, they're my UCLA Fraud of the Year award, you know. Because really, where do you put them? Do you put them in the four?
No.
Yeah, I think you have to if they win the Big Ten. But they got to get there first.
Who would they play in the Big Ten for the championship, Ohio?
Probably, yeah.
All right. Do you think, I mean, for the first time, Wisconsin has no quarterback. Nandin. You know, and you've been playing cupcakes of the week, you know. So, I mean, LSU did. You know, Alabama, do you see how SEC teams load up? I mean, constantly through the year. They load up on cupcakes like no tomorrow. You know, no wonder why everybody goes SEC. The cool thing is, I think, people have caught on to that. You know, that SEC teams are Shrine of Little Flower,
yeah.
You know, Alabama A&M. What the hell is that? You know?
Yeah, who played Southern Monroe
College or something? Yeah, really. It's like Alabama.
Yeah.
A Division III team.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of money and exposure.
And it was like 35-0 after the first quarter, and I'm like,
scrub time.
Really?
Yeah, this late into the season. You know, big time, really. And it was like, no. I mean, at least, and matter of fact, they don't even have to play as many conference games as the big 1G. Or what the hell, what is that supposed to be?
I don't know. The big...
I know, it's like a D1, and yeah, that's what I'm looking at. It's like, what is that? Is that a G? Is that
a G, yeah.
Oh, did you know what I found out?
What?
The Notre Dame is in the ACC for basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In hockey, they're in the Big Ten. They're in Big 1G.
Big 1G. Huh. I just love that. Well, you know, it's almost like Pine Knob. They'll always call it the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, so why are they trying to make it the big one? G, what G stands for? What? G, you suck? G, why do you have Hardball in there?
G, how many teams do you have?
Yeah, G, how come you keep expanding?
Yeah.
You know, G, how come you didn't get Texas?
Because I was watching college hockey over the weekend, and they said that Notre Dame just joined the conference. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... What do you do? Just pick whatever conference you freaking want to join? The basketball's in the ACC. This one's in this conference. The volleyball team is in this conference. The field hockey team is in this conference. So what the hell?
Do you know something? You can't almost do an independent in basketball. You really in football you can all day long.
Yeah.
But name basketball independent that gets to go to the 64.
I don't even know of an independent anymore.
So that's the reason why they had to go. Why they went for ACC? That's a question.
Right.
Kind of a easier conference, but you're on the who are you playing? You're playing everybody on the coast.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and on the wrong coast too.
But I just don't understand how you can keep splitting up the sports. This sport goes to this conference. This sport goes to this conference.
Because they're a total independent. You know. Mm-hmm. Sworn to fun, loyal to none. You know, so they get to pick and choose, because who wouldn't want to have Notre Dame in their conference, no matter what sport you play?
So I guess you pick the conference that'll give you the most money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Are they stupid?
Here we go with the money thing.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, look at how much that NBC used to give, you know, Notre Dame football. Yeah. That was their sport. That was the Notre Dame out. Every
single.
That's incredible. I mean, Dame had some pretty down years. You know, and NBC was stuck with them. You know, okay, they're still making money. You know, they're still a storied franchise. So, you know, would it behoove Michigan to get out of the Big One G?
and go in the conference with Alabama?
There you go. Yeah, really. Find some 14-year-olds to play on your team?
Hey, little girl, would you like some candy?
Yeah, want to play volleyball with me? Here, spike this. That would be kind of funny. Oh, my God, could you imagine if they went down, if Michigan said, sure, we'll play SEC? You betcha. God, could you imagine what their travel would be? But then again, could you imagine what their gate would be? Ching!
They'd be part of the SEC network.
Ching.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There's no more Ohio State rivalry? Ching.
Harbaugh would have nobody to piss off.
Yeah, but he'd be pissing them off inside the conference.
Well, yeah.
That'd be even better. Think about it. They would have no more Rutgers, you know, no more Maryland.
He'd have to play Florida, Florida State, Auburn, Georgia. Wow.
I mean, real competition every year.
Yeah, he wouldn't. You know? He wouldn't have to play Maryland and Rutgers and Illinois.
Yeah,
and
Purdue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the cupcakes. That would be. I mean, if you want to be badass, buddy boy.
My God, his record would never. It would be 4-8 instead of 8-4.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least he'd get strength of schedule. You know,
which wouldn't do him any good though.
Yeah.
Why didn't he get him into the Motor City Bowl?
There you go.
Yeah, then
there you go. Easy traveling. They travel well. Big money around here.
Then he can come up and play. Yeah, play up here at Ford Field.
Can you imagine if they played the second best team in the MAC at Ford Field?
Toledo.
Ching. There you go. And it'd be a 14-21 game.
I was going to say, it'd be competitive, wouldn't it?
Oh hell yes, it would be. Yeah, if they had to play the Akron Zips, you know. What a marquee. What a matchup. Man, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Northern Illinois or University.
Miami of Ohio.
There you go. There's a dandy. You know, play the Zips, play Akron, play Toledo, play Western, play Eastern. There you go.
Northern Illinois.
There Central.
Of course, Central. Home of the bitching Chippewas. There you go.
John knows about that.
Very well, I do. That's right. You can still see where I burnt half of Troutman Hall. Oops. Anyways, how about number 8?
Number 8. Which one?
That 8.
There's 2 8s.
How did we get 2 8s?
I don't know. He has a unique numbering system.
I do. I have 2 8, 7, 8.
8.
No,
it's not 2 8s. No. Okay, maybe not.
So you're getting all ready for a season already, aren't
you?
That's
right, yeah.
Everybody gets double the money back.
Everybody gets 2 8s.
But
it's buy one get one free.
That's right.
BOGO time.
Just bring your W-2 and whatever you want back, you get.
Ah. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Number 8. We're talking about Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves got
bringing the hammer down on them. Huh?
Can't touch us.
Yeah, about signing
International amateurs, huh?
Yeah.
We talked about that a few weeks ago.
That's right. That's why I put this in here, because Kenny's a little bit more of an expert on this subject than...
You go, Ken.
They have cut loose 12 minor league players, including vaunted prospect Kevin Maton. Free agents as part of sweeping penalties against the organization. Oh, wow. Okay. It says nine players... from the Braves 16-17 signing class, majority of whom receive bonuses in excess of $1 million will be declared free agents, as will three players from the most recent class. And all I can say to Mr. Al Avila is, be ready here.
There's some folks
roll
out there.
Roll up your sleeves.
And you better do the stuff the right way.
Yeah.
Loser.
But you go after these guys. This is in your wheelhouse. This is what you need to do.
Yeah, these guys are supposed to be pretty high-quality prospects that they're putting on the market here. So, Al, get off your ass and do something.
Yeah, you need to bring at least three of these guys home with you.
Yeah, but will he?
Well, that's what we're going to see, isn't it?
Yeah, do you think he's that sharp?
I'm hoping.
First of all, how are you killing Atlanta? Atlanta's already, anyways. So what? How much more can you get?
Well, the thing about it is even though they're targeting these 12 players, they said Atlanta's still stacked.
Yeah,
they're still stacked to the gills with their minor league system, and this is just a drop in a bucket.
Yeah, they did a burn down on that team. You know, they've been stocking their minor leagues, just stocking them.
Well, what a better time for DD to be the general manager over there and get rid of all that, and you get David Price.
Huh, yeah.
There you go.
But Atlanta's not the only team that they got a hold of, as far as they've already burned the Red Sox on this too. They lost five players.
Mm-hmm.
They also got one more team too. I think it was a Pittsburgh. I think it was Pittsburgh that they caught doing illegal stuff too.
Well, you know that obviously the Tigers wouldn't be involved in any of this stuff because they have high standards.
There you go.
Also, they don't really mess around with international signings,
Latin American signings,
or drafting players or any of that shit.
Not unless you're a drunk. Nope.
Yep. All they do is they just have high standards and they pay up big money to free agents and.
Uh-huh. You know. By the way, we've got to tell you, all opinions spoken on this show is ours, so don't bug us. So...
it's your opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion. That's your opinion that our opinion sucks. But there you go. Well, too bad for them. I mean, good luck to you, Atlanta. Anytime this century you would like to become competitive again, that'd be awful nice, you know?
Yeah, and if you want to keep screwing up and putting these guys on the free agent market and letting us have some of these guys...
But how many sharp guys are going to be out there going, yeah, we could take some of that stuff too.
Well, and the thing about it is the general manager that was in charge of the Atlanta Braves when this happened has got a lifetime ban now. He can't even be in baseball anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Until they make him like a janitor, wink, wink. It just happens to be cleaning at night, and the computer...
And they leave the door open to the computer room.
Yeah, and they give him the code to get in because he's got to clean that room, you know. And he's the only one there at night.
Yeah,
good idea. Talk about a good idea.
Not that we're suggesting that they do illegal things.
No. They have to follow high standards.
That's right.
Now, what is up with number six? I mean, if somebody really wants to go to Quebec, why?
No. Number six, now Mr. Bettman is talking about...
Not expansion.
Well, yeah, they're talking that the best fit now...
Hamilton.
...is either...
Hamilton.
Houston.
Houston? You had the arrows. Goodbye.
Or... The land... companies like Amazon, Expedia, Microsoft, Nordstrom, and Starbucks, which would be Seattle.
Well, why don't we, instead of assigning a team to a city, why don't we assign them to a company?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like now.
The Amazon,
Yeah, so they could be like soccer jerseys with Amazon on their fine sweaters.
Well, their thinking is they need to have a hockey team where they have young, tech-savvy individuals.
Hamilton. There you go.
And Seattle is a city that has all these companies, you know, Nordstrom's.
Seattle is a soccer thing because it's so chic, you know? Gives a damn.
The Seattle Sounders.
Well, they should put an expansion team in Toronto because they don't have a... You know what? I think they do have a team in Toronto, don't they? They just haven't won since 1967. Oh. That's right.
There you go.
Carry on. Put
them in Hamilton. No, but put a good team in Hamilton. Put the expansion team in Hamilton.
Kidding.
Oh, there you go.
I have no comment at this time.
All right.
I hope
as
not.
As we move along. All right. But do we do anything about the Lions?
Yes. Why?
Okay, yes. We have the Detroit Lions.
Okay. You know what?
Do we have them?
Where everybody's getting excited again. They're 6-4, right? You look at their schedule, there's only one game left on this schedule where they're playing a team that has a winning record currently. That's the one coming up.
Yep.
Okay? There's no excuses here if they don't wind up winning, if not the division, at least getting into the wild card game. No excuse. Okay? Guess what? Probably not going to do it. Their defense is terrible.
We're hoping they don't do it.
Well,
I mean, they still got to play Cincinnati, don't they?
Yeah, but Cincinnati doesn't have a winning record.
I know, but that's what makes it more fun. I mean, they're not going to lay down like, say, a 49ers or a Browns, even though the Browns didn't really lay down for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like I put down here, last three games. First, they played Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers.
And they won't play him all year with Aaron Rodgers.
And they had to start Brett Hundley.
Does he not look lost?
Who the hell is he?
That's what Green Bay wants to know. Who the hell are you?
That's what I'm saying. You know, let the kid throw.
They never let him throw.
You know, right?
Because he can't.
Yeah, he can.
You know, the Lions catch Green Bay with Brett Hundley as quarterback. If you can't beat Green Bay with him quarterbacking,
true that.
You don't deserve to win anything.
What's the chances that Green Bay trades up and goes for a quarterback first round? Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, then they play Cleveland, okay? And they were lucky to beat Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because the Cleveland tight end, David Nwoku, decides to miss his block.
Right.
And let starting quarterback,
got speared,
Deshaun
man.
Kizer, get hammered.
Wow.
And then Cleveland has to use their backup quarterback, Cody Kessler, who is horrible.
I thought Kizer was moving him.
Yeah, he was.
That's what I'm saying. So they got lucky then to win that game.
Yeah.
Then this last week, the Lions play Chicago. And they are lucky again to win because the Chicago field goal kicker, Connor Barth, decides to forget how to kick a 40-yard field goal.
Jeez. I mean, that thing got low.
And it wasn't even close. And then guess what? What happened yesterday? The Bears cut him.
Who did they have better in the wings?
Whatever. This guy's missed I don't know how many field goals in the last month. That's why they had to cut the guy, because he can't kick.
Look, the Lions have a problem on defense. Actually, two problems. They can't stop the run, and they can't stop the pass. Other than that, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not playing any team coming up that's got a...
Their special teams aren't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, you always have to go back, too. They have the most expensive player in the entire National Football League is your quarterback. The number one paid guy, by far, he's the number one paid guy. And I'm seeing what? 6-4.
Yeah.
New.
And they were lucky to get to 6-4.
Yeah.
They could easily be
4-6. Easy.
4-6.
Easy. So what do they got? They got the Vikings. And then back in the day when they called them Vikings.
Yes.
God. Then they got what? Cincinnati. Whoop, third down. And then who?
Baltimore.
Baltimore is not going to lay down.
No.
Baltimore will hopefully give them a game.
At least Baltimore has a defense. Their offense sucks, but at least they have a defense.
Yeah, but that's the trick. If you tie up Detroit's offense, poo, it's easy pickings.
Yeah, even a backup running back could run against the Lions.
True that. And has been done.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
and
even Joe Flacco on a bad day can probably go down the field against the Lions.
I think Cincinnati is going to be the most fun game to watch, frankly, because really what they got? They got Chicago again?
Yeah, they got Chicago, Green Bay, and Minnesota at home. And then, because they haven't played any home games in the division yet.
Right.
And they got two road games against Baltimore and
Cincinnati. Both outdoors.
And I'm missing one somewhere.
And Cincinnati, lately...
No, that's saying Vikings. You already said that.
Cincinnati lately has been playing a lot better.
Yeah, they have.
Yep. Tampa.
Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really...
Tampa's...
What happened to your quarterback, Tampa? Oh, wait a minute. I
can't. Loser.
He hasn't played the Lions yet. That's what happened.
Is he suspended yet? Have they come down with the suspension yet? About groping that lady? You know? Where she says...
Oh, Jameis?
Yeah.
Don't make a difference. His shoulder's out anyway, so...
That's what I'm saying. You know, so... what do you got for... I mean, he was a quarterback, but boy, oh boy, there's another one that says he was a red flag in college.
Yep.
He's a red flag here, and you guys went for it. You know? Okie dokie. You know? But then again... Yeah, you know, I'm seeing him as a mediocre quarterback. I don't see any first round pick on this guy. You know,
no, he can scramble. He can get himself out of a tough
he
situation.
He sure can, can't he?
Yeah, but
scrambled,
I mean,
scrambled all over that lady.
I'll give you a kazoo.
Oh,
there you go.
He obviously doesn't have high standards.
Not even close. But somewhere, somehow, in all these quarterback controversies, Johnny Manziel is sitting out there going, suit me up.
So is Colin Kaepernick. LeBron says they're screwing him, according to LeBron.
Really? Who would he go to? The Browns?
Yeah.
Houston?
Houston.
Houston don't have a quarterback either. Since Watson got hurt.
That was a move. Well, yeah, either have that or you can go to Denver. Boy, talking about another one.
Paxton, what's his name? Paxton.
What happened to Denver?
Simeon can't move the ball. What's his face? The guy they just picked up.
Brock Osweiler?
Osweiler.
Good idea.
Now they're going to Paxton.
Yeah, that was a good
start
pickup
this week.
Yeah.
Geez, how much did they sign this guy for?
Oh, he's been the backup, Paxton. He's been the third
string. No, I mean for Osweiler.
Oh, they got him for league minimum.
Dirt, yeah.
Jeez.
Because the Browns are still paying him $15 million a year. Good move by the Browns.
Only the Browns, man.
Only the Browns. We need a bomb for that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost kind of self-explanatory, but...
And
what can Brown do for you?
And the Browns are being run by who? A baseball guy, right?
There you go. Yeah, Mets guy too.
Yeah.
How's that working out now, guys? I mean, where's my arc of progress that I'm seeing here? You know, I mean, these guys could. You know,
you have to get your own jersey ready.
Yeah. It's with pinstripes. I mean, this looks. It's a sad situation. It just shows, you know, how many times have they said, look, the NFL has that, you know, step in to the Lions to get them straight. Clearly, the NFL wants crap teams. You know, you got, how many teams are still in the running? Just Cleveland for 0-16?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Did San Francisco win?
Yeah, I think they did. Didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Who did they win?
Yeah, if they won, who'd they beat?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good check with the intern.
Yep. Yeah, go run to the intern. So in the meantime, in the tween time, you know, you still got, if you got two teams that are going to go 0-16 and successfully do it, you know, you want to forget about the Papa John crap and all that other taking a knee junk. You got two teams that, for the first time ever, can't win one game, even in the crazy parody that's the NFL. Why do you think people aren't watching? You got a crap product, you know. I mean, there's how many teams are below 500? I mean, what happened to Kansas City? I'll give you one.
Kansas City's falling apart.
Yeah.
Big time and fast in the beginning of the year, man. What did they start out, 4-0? And then, boom.
San Francisco's 1-9.
Oh, so they did win. Yep. Boy, okay. that win slipped right by us.
Well, who they beat, Cleveland? It's really too bad the intern didn't tell you that, because that would be interesting, because there's some NFL team out there wearing the hat, oh shame, you know.
Yeah. How in the hell we miss that win by Giants. San Francisco?
The Giants beat them?
They beat the Giants.
Oh, my God. All right. And when was that? That had to be relatively recent.
Yeah, that was this week.
And then the Giants just beat
Kansas City. Good. Yeah. I mean, Giants are what, 2-?
Yeah, the Giants just beat Kansas City.
Whoops.
Four field goals to 3.
Yeah. Yeah, it was god-awful. I mean,
2-8.
Every Peyton, every Manning should be out of the NFL right now. I mean, there's you, Eli, goodbye. You know, I mean, it's time to redo the Giants, the New York football Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. You know, it's kind of interesting, too. Maybe we can get into it next week. How many NFL teams deserve just a total tank and start all over? Because, man, you got a lot of fringe players. You got a lot of fringe teams. You got a lot of bad teams. This is the reason why people aren't watching.
Yeah.
You know, people are. If you're a football connoisseur, you're smart enough, you know, not to waste your Sunday on Browns Bills.
Well, you got a Thursday game. They try to put a matchup. A marquee matchup on Thursday.
Never works out.
You have a Sunday night game. You try to do a marquee matchup. Monday night, you try to do a marquee matchup. What's left for Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, you're right. Then you get the crap stuff. And nobody, and a lot of, and it's a good point, Ken, a lot of people can't stay up that late.
No.
You know, these are work nights, idiots, and you're putting on games at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You know, by the time they're done, they're midnight.
What's one of the problems with the World Series? You know, you want the kids to be... You know, so you know, your next generation of fans, you want them to be watching the games, and they end at midnight or later.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that? And it's about money. That's what it's about.
Well, it's almost NASCAR used to do the same damn thing, too. And it's like, wow, really? You know, and now, surprisingly, the NASCAR season is over. I know you're following it real tightly. But talking about tightly, we can have our super CPA, Ken Pocket, tell us what we didn't talk about in 1 minute. Begin now.
We didn't talk about the award that everyone's been waiting for, Tiger of the Year. And the Tiger of the Year is a guy who didn't finish with the team, Justin Upton. Okay? Now, if you want to award a Tiger of the Year to a guy who didn't finish with the team, I'd like to suggest another name, a guy who didn't even start with the team, a guy who never even saw Comerica Field this year, okay? AG. Anthony Gose is the quintessential player for the Detroit Tigers of 2017. Because why? Because he sucks. He's horrible. We never want to see him again, just like the 2017 Tigers. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
There you go. That was the Super CPA putting down his calculator to give you that update. But now, our sport director, Mark Milicek, what didn't we discuss in 1 minute or about the Leafs in 35 seconds?
Nope, we're not talking about the Leafs. We're going to talk about...
How about breaking the Leafs?
For all you Canadian Football League fans...
Mm, very good.
The...
How international? 42, 41... What?
I forgot what I was going to say now. The Calgary Stampeders and the Toronto Argonauts will be playing for the
Dandy
Canadian Super Bowl on Sunday. So if you have nothing else to do at 6:30 on Sunday night, turn the game on.
Still have nothing to do. Okay, cool. So, well, Tell you about turning us on. Turning us on. And you can even turn us on podbean.com. P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Kind of scratchy, ain't it?
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
There you go. It's kind of neat in a way.
Wow. Wee-oo-wee-oo-wee-oo.
Anyways, go to podbean.com and you'll see us there under CKW76. And just go down to Sports Authorities and you can take us with you anywhere you go, in your pocket, in your bathroom.
And you don't even have to worry about being harassed because we have, ready, high standards.
That's right, except for if you're, like, stacked. All right, so until we see you again next week.
You might have something to worry about then.
You are. For the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our Sport Director, Mark Milicek, John Sarver here saying have a happy, not Halloween, but Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next week on the Sports Authorities, my folks.
Bye.